It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Kay Bailey Hutchison, the former U.S. senator who lives in Dallas, is about to get a new job. President Trump nominated her today to become the next U.S. ambassador to NATO. Her nomination comes at a time when the president is demanding that NATO member nations spend more on defense. And in the campaign last fall, Trump called the defense alliance obsolete. Hutchison was the first woman to represent Texas in the Senate. She would replace Douglas Lute, who's been Barack Obama's NATO representative since 2013. Drivers on crowded Plano roads could get some relief over the next year. Today, the city, along with TxDOT, DART, and the North Texas Transit Authority, unveiled new plans to ease traffic woes. KERA's Stephanie Kuo got a look.
In booming North Texas, no place is booming like Plano. As sparkling new residential and retail hubs pop up, companies like Toyota plan to bring in 15,000 new employees over the next year. That's a big business opportunity. And a big headache when it comes to moving all those people around. Gary Thomas, the president of DART, says it's not just about clearing up traffic jams.
It's about choices, because we know that as more and more people move to Plano and they come to work here, it's about making sure people get to where they need to go safely, efficiently, and effectively. It's about giving them a choice.
The city of Plano retimed nearly 230 traffic lights. DART launched a nonstop express bus across Plano. It's also expanding its Go Pass. Now the app can be used to plan trips via bus, train, Uber, or Lyft, and pay for them all in one place. The NTTA will also wrap up construction on the Dallas North Tollway by early next year. City spokesman Steve Stoller says fixing traffic takes a concerted effort from everyone.
Road improvement projects will only help to a certain point. We need to shift 20% of our traffic involving single drivers to other forms of transportation. That means motorists must be willing to adopt new driving habits, and local businesses must consider establishing policies that will get workers off the roads during peak hours.
To do that, the city is forming a traffic management association made up of business owners, developers, and transportation agencies. They'll work together to cut down on single driver trips through telecommuting, flexible work hours, and carpooling. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
Folks trying to breathe in Collin County got some good news today. Federal officials said the county's air finally meets the Clean Air Act's lead standards. The problems date to the days when the Exide lead smelter was pumping out pollutants in Frisco. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said Collin County has reduced lead contamination enough to meet the federal guidelines. According to county air monitors, readings haven't reached the federal ceiling in more than 3 years. Jenna Duran is with the EPA in Dallas. She says the turning point was when the Exide smelter shut down in 2012.
That meant that the main source of the lead air emissions was now gone. So in order for the area to be redesignated as attaining the lead standard, the air monitors in the area needed to show 3 years of data.
Last November, Texas asked the EPA to clear Collin County and approve a revision to its clean air plan. With the EPA decision, the entire state of Texas now meets the lead standard. Fireworks will be popping in more than 30 different shows across North Texas over the next few days. That means close to 1 million rockets, fountains, and other pyrotechnics all set off by professionals. In this week's Artist Spotlight, Art Seeks Hadi Bawangdi discovers there's more to it than just lighting a fuse. It's an art.
Designing a large-scale fireworks show isn't easy. Randy Beckham says it's sort of like conducting an orchestra.
You hear certain music, you know certain fireworks will fit that music.
That's Beckham. He's the owner of Pyrotex, a fireworks company based in Leonard, 70 miles north of Dallas. Beckham's been designing and executing spectacular fireworks shows for nearly four decades.
It was just me for probably the first 8-9 years, and then we started growing. And as demand changed, we changed.
During those early years, Beckham made a name for himself by crafting indoor fireworks shows. And back then, his customers were traveling bands.
We did Nazareth and Lizzy, ZZ Top, Reba McEntire, George Strait, Styx, the Commodores when Lionel Richie was still with them.
Of course, these days, indoor fireworks are illegal, and Pyrotex does all sorts of shows with pyrotechnics. So many that Beckham is baffled when people say that what he does isn't an art.
Theater is art. Dance is art. Pyrotechnics? Huh? I mean, to the most of them, it's still just a 4th of July show, and they don't see any of the other things we do all year long.
Beckham has designed firework displays for television shows, movies, weddings, corporate gatherings, and signature events, like New Year's Eve in Fort Worth Sundance Square.
3, 2, 1.
On the 4th alone, he and his team will set off 31 displays across the state, including Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic in Austin. Beckham designed them all. Here's what he considers before he gets to work.
Money, length of show, where the show's going to be, and then I start thinking about what the client wants.
Most clients have songs in mind, but not much else. So Beckham begins by becoming familiar with the music. Then he maps things out in his mind.
Horns like a lot of big shots and blasts. Strings like a lot of sweeping Z-shaped back and forth stuff. Each piece of music has a sort of a piece that's correct.
The sky is his canvas, and the fireworks are his paint. But before he can put brush to canvas, he's got to map it all out.
There is design involved. One envisions what the show will look like as they hear the music. And then I write it down with a pen on a legal pad over there.
If that sounds old school, it is. But Beckham uses newer technologies too. He relies on audio and choreography software to ensure that the firework shells explode at exactly the right time. Once the design is complete, he hands the show over to his team.
Right now, we are wiring up all the electronic matches on the ground effects over on this side of the roof. Everything has its own electronic match. We don't hand light anything.
That's pyrotech technician Jake Farmer. He's setting up a small firework show for a new apartment complex near West Dallas. The team uses computer software to control timing and ignition, ensuring that every shot shoots off exactly as Beckham designs. On the other side of the roof, another technician is loading shells into a mortar. This is a small display, just a taste of what's ahead. On July 3rd, Beckham's company will set off 23,000 fireworks near West Dallas for the city's Red, White, and Boom show. Then they'll do it again on the 4th in Mesquite. But that'll be it for Beckham. This is his last 4th of July. He's retiring in September, but he's not feeling too sentimental about his last Independence Day. He's focused on his finale.
My last show is targeted to be playing a balloon festival. And the final song will be my swan song. And it will say goodbye in a nice way, and I'll be moving on.
He won't say what that final song will be, but like the millions of fireworks that Beckham has shot into the sky, his career will end with a bang and fade into the night. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.
Want to know more about fireworks and pyrotechnics? Head to artandseek.org/spotlight. There you'll find videos, photos, and a Q&A with Randy Beckham. Art and Seek also has a super list with all the biggest firework displays in North Texas. And coming up tomorrow on Morning Edition at 8:22, it's been nearly a year since the Dallas police shootings on July 7th. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings sits down with KERA's Rick Holter to talk about how the city made it through that brutal night and about what's happened since. That's in tomorrow's Friday Conversation during Morning Edition at 8:22. Mostly clear skies expected this evening with a low around 78 later on. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny, a high near 96. Tomorrow night, however, mostly cloudy, a chance for showers with a low around 75. It's currently 92 degrees in Dallas, 94 in Fort Worth. At 6:30, this is KERA News.